at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that your sister's listening today is doing good. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for your sister that's listening today that she has a humble heart to seek after you and to grow in your spirit and to hear and just understand what your Holy Spirit wants her to do and to obey, so she's ready for everything that you're going to do, so she can advance your kingdom as you do it. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and just talking about times of judgment and just talking about how to hear the Holy Spirit more clearly, okay? We talked about, you know, having a realistic expectation of what you're going to hear from the Holy Spirit, how he's going to talk about to you about what it is that you need to know, okay? It's just very practical. Okay. But then also too, you want to be aware, as you're seeking after the Holy Spirit, that you're going to get it wrong. Okay. It's going to happen where you're going to think that the Holy Spirit is telling you something and you're going to be off, or he's going to tell you something, you're going to miss it. So a huge part of, hearing the Holy Spirit and walking in the Spirit and just really staying in that place of clarity where you know what it is that he wants you to do is being very correctable. Okay. I really like, just the scriptures from, the scriptures about Peter. Okay. Because he, this is Matthew chapter 16. Okay. Starting at verse 16, we'll start at verse 15. Says, and he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Okay, ask him, who is he? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjones, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Okay. So he's the rock. Okay. That the Lord has said he's going to build his church on. That's a huge honor. Okay. And then you look here. Okay. At verse 21 says, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Okay. And Peter just takes it. Okay. I love Peter's reactions. You know what I mean? He doesn't get offended. He doesn't get upset. He says, nothing. Okay. He just stays. Okay. And walks with the Lord. You'll hear anything about him talking about, you don't hear anything about him walking off or anything like that. Okay. And then again, you know, everybody knows that he denies the Lord. Huge mistake. And he's just there and he goes fishing and he's just sorry. And the Lord says, okay, let's go again. Let's keep moving. I mean, he's such, and that's not a coincidence. That's not an accident. Okay. The Lord chose him on purpose because he's trying to demonstrate what it is to be usable by God. Okay. It means that you're, remember, he says, if you being evil, okay, know how to give your children good gifts. Okay. And he's referring to us. Okay. People. Okay. That we're evil. So if we're evil, okay, then we're going to make a ton of mistakes. Okay. You have to come from that place of humility where you're going to be wrong, like a lot. Okay. And you don't want to be in a proud place to where you're sitting there thinking, okay, you know, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit. He's talking to me. I've got this down. I've got it right. And if you're wrong, okay, to where if you're not hearing the correction directly, okay, because he might do it. But oftentimes the Lord will use something outside of you, okay, to humble you and let you know, okay, that he's God, okay, and you're just human, okay? And it keeps you in that humble place, because if you're always hearing him directly, okay, then there's a lot of opportunity for pride to build there. So he uses things outside of you, okay? You run into obstacles. I'll talk more about that. But one of the main things that he uses is just another person. Okay. So he might send another person to you, let you know, no, this is not what I'm saying to you. I'm saying something else. You have to be humble. Okay. And have that ear to hear and know, okay, yes, he talks to you directly through his Holy Spirit, but he also talks to you through other people. Okay. It could be through other Christians or it could be through a non-Christian. Okay. Where it's just something comes up and they say something to you and they're like, that's, and you just have to have that ear to hear, be like, okay, wait, I think the Lord is using this person to let me know that I'm not going the way he wants me to. And you just humble yourself and just seek after the Lord and just let him put you back on track. It's not in a place of confusion. You just pray, you stay in your prayer closet and you just hear and you receive. The Holy Spirit will say, yes, okay, I'm correcting you. Okay. That's part of his grace. And I want to make that extremely clear. When he's correcting you through his grace, it's not just going to be you directly how he's going to correct you, but he's also going to use things outside of you to correct you. Okay. And it's just like a boat. You just kind of sit in there and you just rest in his grace and move right along. Okay. Down, sailing nice and smooth. Okay. But you need to be in that place of humility where if he sends somebody to you, let you know, no, you're not, this is not what I want. This is not my will. You need to be willing to hear. And it'll be easy because you'll be trying to go and you'll see things are not going the way that you think they're supposed to go. And you're kind of like, I don't really know, what's going on. And then somebody comes, but you don't want to be proud and be like, no, I've got it. I'm just hearing this Holy Spirit directly. You don't want to do that. Okay. Cause that can be a pitfall when you're seeking after the Lord and you are hearing the Spirit. Okay. And he is speaking to where you're like, no, I'm talking to him directly. I don't need to hear anybody else. You don't want to do that. Okay. Just be in that humble place, and you'll know again, cause you'll be trying to do something. You'll be moving forward. Things are just kind of not going right. And you're like, I'm not really, but you think you're kind of doing the right thing, but you're not getting it directly. Or you're not really sure from the Holy Spirit. And then something happens, something outwardly happens. You want to be like, okay, no, he's speaking to me here. He's directing my path through this person or through this situation and I need to be corrected. Okay, let me be corrected and get back on the path. Be very correctable. Okay. It's extremely important when you're walking with the Lord because he's holy and we're, sinful. So and evil, and we're made holy by the Holy Spirit, but you have to understand that's a process and your own evilness, your own wickedness will mix you up and the Holy Spirit will correct you and cleanse you and wash you. But you have to understand that's going to be part of the process. Okay. And he'll do that both through speaking to you directly and then outwardly as well. Okay. So let's go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day abounding in the Spirit and glorifying you. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal